We are back for another episode, and today is a good one. Today is a good one for business owners, where I will be talking about the three most effective ways to grow your business through a book. Now, if you are a business owner, if you're a coach, or if you're an expert looking to build your brand, attract more clients as well, there is no better way to do it than writing a book. Because I do believe right now, writing a book, it is going to be a necessity if it not already is. But not just any book, a book that works as a powerful marketing tool positions you as the go-to, as the person inside your industry who's making the moves and directly supports your business growth. So that's what I'll be doing in this episode, so you can maximize your impact, income, and influence. So let's get into it. Now, the first way to grow your business through a book is to use your book as a lead generation tool. Because like I said before, your book, it's not just a product, it is a way to bring people into your world. And the best business books, they're written strategically to attract the right readers and then convert them into leads. So here's how you can use your book as a lead generation tool, because there are so many ways, but I'm just gonna focus on five main ways. First way is to offer a free bonus inside your book. So this could look like a workbook, it could be a checklist, or even an exclusive training. What they're going to do is they're going to go to that URL or go to the link for where that training is based, and they're going to put their email in and then get that free bonus that's inside your book. They're now on your email list. So that's the first way. The second way is to include a clear call to action. So whether that's a call to action to your podcast or your YouTube channel, wherever else you hang out outside of your book, use that as a clear call to action. So let's look at this from a perspective of somebody's reading your book. So they've got someone now who's read your book and they trust you. If you then direct them to where they can listen to you talk, well, that could be a podcast, it could be YouTube, they're going to then extend that trust out to watching you and to learning more from you. And inside their mind, when they consume your content, they're going to naturally want to work with you in comparison to the person that they don't know or they haven't heard from before. So including clear call to actions in your book is essential. The third way is to use your book to build a high quality email list. Like I said before, offering that free bonus, it's going to put them on your email list. But once people opt in for your bonus, you can then nurture them. And then you can nurture them with valuable content and then eventually turn them into clients. One of my nurturing strategies is I give away a free bonus. And if someone gets onto my email list, I give away my free copy of Publish to Impact. And then I guide them towards my podcast as well. And then I occasionally give out the free videos as well. So adding so much value creates a trustworthy brand and business. So that's something to consider in your email list as well. So create that nurture with your audience, and you're there to serve. You're there to help them as well. The fourth way is to then run targeted ad campaigns. So you can use that essentially for your book. In the coming months, I'm going to be testing out a free plus shipping book funnel, where what that does is if someone sees an ad from me, they can then get a paperback copy of my book for free, and they only pay the shipping and handling to get it to them. So that's something that can generate leads, and it's also not an ebook. It's not something that they're going to be electronically reading. It's something physical. It's going to be inside their house. It's going to go on their bookshelf. So that's just something that I'm going to be running, and I will also let you know the results of those campaigns too. But running targeted ad campaigns does work well. Like always, it's a matter of testing what works, what doesn't too. So that is that one. And finally, create a guide or a mini course. Do a mini course. Use that mini course that expands on your book, and that's going to provide deeper knowledge, and it's going to bring potential clients further into your ecosystem as well. So with, for me, Publish to Impact, I offer a book starter kit. So that's a free resource library, essentially, where people have so many tools at their disposal to start writing their book. And they're in my ecosystem. They've got login details to my website, where if they get any other products, they're more familiar with it too. So things like that, mini courses, guides, they can be really good for generating leads as well. Now, just want to mention too, the book's not just about selling copies. It's about creating that long-term impact and that long-term relationship with potential clients as well. So to maximize your book's effectiveness as a lead generation tool, structure it with strategic touch points. This is where you can mention your free offer multiple times throughout the book, not just at the end. So let's say, for example, after a section of your book, prompt readers to download a relatable resource or go watch a video training that expands on that concept. This keeps readers engaged as well, and it's going to help them take that next step towards not only learning from you, but working with you as well. So that's the first way to grow your business through a book. The second way, it's almost done passively. It's to establish yourself as an authority in your industry. People trust published authors more. That's just a fact. A well-written book instantly positions you, though, as the expert, and it makes it easier to attract opportunities, again, increase your credibility, and charge higher prices too. And so ways you can leverage your book for authority, there are several, many ways. And before I give you these ways, I just want to let you know, don't try and do everything all at once when you have your book. Focus on a couple that you think that you'll be good at or what you actually enjoy, and use that to leverage your book for authority. So these are some ways that you can leverage your book. First one is speaking engagements. So event organizers, they're far more likely to book authors as speakers as well, because you are more interesting, you've got a topic on what you've written, and it becomes easier in comparison to somebody who does not have a book. Second is for media features. So journalists, podcast hosts, bloggers, people looking for authors to interview. So don't be afraid to reach out for media features as well. The third is client trust. So when potential clients see you've written a book, they already view you as the expert before they even speak to you as well. So that's the leverage you're creating from becoming an author. The fourth one, which is one of my favorites, and it's really important, it's networking opportunities. So other high-level professionals and business leaders are more likely to connect with you because you have a book. Either they've got a book or they want to write a book, and you're in the same room with them. So that's where you can showcase your expertise and talk about your book and just create networks with other people as well. And I always say you can offer to give away your book for free, just as a relationship ecosystem too. People love free books and appreciate it. And you know, if it's a strategic way to build that network, then go for it, I say. And then finally, your workshops and training sessions. So you can turn your book content into interactive sessions. I've just recently did Idea to Outline a workshop. That's where, you know, I provide so much more value to people who are interested in wanting to write a book. And I've done that for free. I could have done it paid, but essentially I want people to write their book and they have the opportunity to become an author inside Idea to Impact. But the aim was for them to walk away from that workshop with a complete book outline. So that's just something to consider. Those are other ways to leverage your book for authority. And to truly leverage your book as an authority building tool, though, you want to focus on positioning the title of your book, the subtitle, and the overall message. You want to consider aligning that with the problems your target audience face. So a vague or generic book won't have the same impact as one that speaks directly to the needs of the specific audience you're targeting. And as well, you can consider using your book as a conversation starter. So like I said, when attending networking events or conferences, hand out copies of your book instead of business cards. It'll be way more powerful. It's going to create a lasting impression. People won't forget that. And again, your credibility will be established immediately. So that was the second way. And the final way to grow your business is to create multiple streams of revenue from your book. Because like I always say, and I'm sure if you listen to this podcast on the reg, the book, I always say it, your book is not just a standalone product. It is the gateway. It's a gateway to bigger revenue opportunities, more influence, more impact. And I want to just talk about how you can turn your book into a business growth machine. So creating multiple revenue streams from your book is done in several different ways. The idea is, again, not to do all of them, to do a few that aligns with your business and a few that aligns with what you enjoy. So the first one is you can use your book to sell premium services. So the book can be an entry point for high ticket coaching, consulting, or courses. With Idea to Impact, which is considered a high ticket, I use that book as an entry point. So people can read that book, and then if they need help getting their book written, we are there to help you. The second way is to turn your book into a workshop or an online course. Like I said, I just did Idea to Outline the other week. You can either choose to make those workshop or online courses free or paid. Again, it depends on your bigger business strategy. So you can expand on the content that's in your book and go for a more deeper training with your audience. The third way is you can create a membership community. So your book can introduce a framework of what you have. So if you've got a framework inside your book and people are looking for continued support, you can build a community around that book and use that community inside your business too. And then finally, you can develop a licensing or certification program. So if your book introduces a unique system or methodology, you can train others to use it in their business as well. So those are just common ways that you can use your book to create more revenue streams. Now, one of the biggest missed opportunities authors make is to not integrate their book with high ticket offers. So if your book, let's say, helps business owners improve their sales strategies, the next logical step, it's a coaching program or a done for you service to help get them there. And if it teaches like mindset shifts, you can offer a transformational workshop or something like that. The key here though is to align your book's content with the services you provide if you are a business owner, or even if you're looking to start your business. So readers naturally progress into working with you at that higher level. So with Publish to Impact, I wrote Publish to Impact and built a high ticket service and experience off the back of that book. So you can also reverse engineer it as well. If you've already got a high ticket service inside your business, you can leverage the content inside that high ticket program and write a book about it as well. And then you might want to increase your rates after that. It depends on the goals you have that are inside your business. That would be dependent on the type of revenue streams you want to have for your book. All right, so now that you've got three most effective ways to use your book for business growth, let's talk about how you can put them into action. Step one is to plan your book with your business in mind. So before you start writing, what role will your book play in your business? Is it meant to generate leads? Is it meant to position you for speaking opportunities? Is it meant to sell a specific service? This is going to influence how you structure your content. Step two is to then write with a strategy. So your book should naturally guide readers towards that next step. Whether that next step is working with you, this means that putting in calls to actions, case studies, directing them on where you want them to go. You want to make sure that your expertise is conveyed and it's clear and it's compelling. And then step three to finally is to promote your book consistently. Many authors make the mistake of launching their book and moving on. Instead, treat your book as an evergreen asset, continuously mention it in your content, use it in advertising, and make sure you're incorporating it into your bigger marketing strategy. So if you are serious about growing your business, writing a book, it is not optional. It is one of the most powerful tools you can have. And when done right, your book is going to attract leads, it's going to establish authority, and it will open the door to revenue streams that you never had before. So as always, if you need help making it happen, Idea to Impact is designed to guide you through that process so you can write a book that grows your business in the most effective way possible. Check out the show notes. If it is for you, book in a call and we will chat. But that's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and I will catch you next time.